The other girl said that Isabel is so beautiful, but I look nothing like her. Am I beautiful too?
There's more to being beautiful than just how you look on the outside. There's being beautiful on the inside too. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're tuned in. Let's get started. Do you ever look at pictures of models or sports stars and wish that you could look like them? It's easy to compare yourself to other people, but how you look on the outside is much less important than how you look on the inside. 1 Samuel 16:7 reminds us, "The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So while it's not bad to take care of how you look, what's more important is that you work on your heart attitude, because that's more important to God. Our story today is called The Best Kind of Beauty. "Mom, how can I know if I'm beautiful?" Kira asked as she climbed into their blue minivan. "What makes you ask that?" her mom questioned. "At lunch, some of my friends were talking about the girls in our class. They said that Isabel is so beautiful. Am I beautiful too?" Kira's mom turned to look at her. "First of all, I'm guessing your friends were talking about outer beauty. It's easy to think of beauty only as how a person looks." "What other kind of beauty is there?" Kira asked as she twirled her wavy black hair. "There's also inner beauty. It's shown through things like how you treat people and care for others." "So, like doing nice things for people?" Kira asked. "Yes," Mom answered. "I thought it was beautiful when you gave your allowance to help families in need. Inner beauty is what matters most to God." Kira smiled and then caught a glimpse of her reflection in the window. "Mom, do I have outer beauty too?" "You certainly do, Kira. You are made beautifully in God's image. The world wants us to think that outer beauty looks only one way, but that's not true. Beauty comes in all sizes, shapes, and colors." "Was I still beautiful when I fell off my bike and scraped my face? Or how about when I had that goopy pink eye?" Kira asked. "You were still beautiful, but there are things in this world that aren't," Mom said as they pulled into their driveway. "Just like we can get scraped up on the outside, our inner beauty gets scraped up too. When sin came into the world, it left a huge, ugly scar on each of our hearts." "I don't like that," said Kira. "Neither does God," Mom said as she shut the van door. "That's why he sent Jesus to save us from our sin, so he could heal our hearts and make them beautiful. And one day when he returns, he'll heal our physical scars too." "So I'm beautiful because of Jesus?" Kira asked. "Exactly," her mom gave her a squeeze. "Being loved by Jesus is the most beautiful thing of all." So how about you? Do you put more focus on outer appearances instead of what's on the inside? Our bodies are beautiful gifts from God, but the Bible says that when God looked at us, he sees our hearts. Because of the ugliness of sin, we need Jesus to heal us so our actions can reflect his beauty and love. Always remember that you are wonderfully made by God and you're beautiful because of him. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
"The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart."
And our key thought for today: you are beautifully made by God. Do you love it when the leaves begin to change colors and it gets a little bit cooler? I live in Florida, and fall just means the temperature goes from really hot to less hot. But I still love traditions like apple cider and pumpkin-flavored things. This year, Keys for Kids Radio is celebrating fall with Harvest Week, October 25 through 31. Tune in for special topics on air with Steve and Dylan, interviews with Seeds Family Worship, and fall-themed crafts. Listen during the last full week of October at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.